Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And we just love it when we get Kentucky's favorite son on the show, Casita Dean May. And he's going to be talking about Kentucky. He's going to give us three great campground options near Mammoth Cave. And Stephanie and I have realized over the last two or three years that this is a real favorite destination for our podcast audience. So this should be a really, really helpful episode for all of you. We also did a full episode with Casita Dean May on Mammoth Cave. So Stephanie, we will link to that in the show notes.
We will. And we also, one of these campgrounds, we've got a complete review of that too. So we've got a lot of other Mammoth Cave content definitely from Casita Dean over the years, but we really wanted to pull it all together because honestly, I can't tell you how often we get that post in our Facebook group that says,
Where should I camp
near Mammoth Cave? And so we're going to go through the most popular options and hopefully, and a range, right? A variety of different hookups, amenities. So hopefully somebody can find something that suits their camping, you know, pleasures. So, but first we do want to thank the sponsor of this episode. A big thanks to Jayco. To see a complete lineup of products, visit jayco.com or your local Jayco dealer. And also to Go RVing. To find your way, visit GoRVing.com. Welcome to the show, Dean.
It is good to be here.
Oh, we got you right in the middle of like a lot of camping adventures. I snagged you.
Dean has been finding his way.
He has been.
That's right. We've been camping 14 of the last 15 days. We got back last night and we leave again on Monday for another week.
That's right. So I said, you better get on Skype and give us some good reviews of this stuff before you go out and have fun again. So I feel like this is your home turf. I mean, you've been in this area of Mammoth Cave for decades, right?
Right, since 1995, and we were even in the region, even beyond that. So, yeah, so we've been around here for a long time.
So give us some top tidbits about Mammoth Cave National Park, just to kind of get us in the mood for some caving, okay. And then we'll dive into the three campground recommendations.
Now, Mammoth Cave, the national park, is very easy to get to. It's on exit 53 off of I-65, which is located conveniently between Louisville, Kentucky, and Nashville, Tennessee. The park is 53,000 acres. They have 31 miles of cave trails, but really, they've got over 400 miles of passages that have been surveyed and marked, and Mammoth Cave is twice as long as the second longest cave system. They get 650,000 visitors each year there, and you can take all different types of tours of different lengths, different degrees of difficulties. I would definitely recommend, we were just up there in this last week or so, we were in the area, and I would highly recommend that if you want to do a tour, you should reserve in advance. The other neat thing about Mammoth Cave, it's a World Heritage Site and an International Biosphere Reserve. And I know we're going to cover three campgrounds here, but I did want to mention briefly, they do have a campground at the National Park, but there are no hookups. There's 111 sites. It's about $20 a night. So if dry camping and boondocking is your thing, it's a beautiful campground. But I think we have some other options that a lot of folks would enjoy as well.
Can RVs really get into this National Park campground easily?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've driven through the campground a number of times. I have seen, obviously, a lot of tents, but you will also see some Class Bs, some small Class Cs, and some, what I would call mid-sized travel trailers. That's about the extent of what I've seen, but that's a bit anecdotal.
Okay, so if it's small, you might be able to fit in.
All right, let's talk about the option that comes up the most, and it might not be the perfect option for everyone, but for a lot of people, it's a really exciting option. Tell us about the Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park right near Mammoth Cave.
Right. And I'm really glad that we're covering this, because the last time we covered this, they were in the middle of some upgrades, and they're about finished with their upgrade. So they've done a lot of changes over the last couple of years. The other nice thing about this particular park, in addition to it being a wonderful Jellystone and all the amenities that you associate with it, it is only 2.1 miles from the national park. So it's about a three minute drive.
And that's not always the case. A lot of times the private campgrounds outside a big national park can be 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away. So that is a really great location.
And I want to say that some people do love combining. I mean, we've recommended this to people, if this is your style, to combine a campground that has those amenities like the pool and all the other things that we'll talk about with a national park trip can be really great for the kids, because you're taking them hiking and exploring all day, and then everybody can like take a deep breath and chill at the campground. It's not a bad thing to think about if you're going to national parks with your kids.
Big dirty hike in the morning, get all sweaty and tired, and go back and do the pool.
Now, Dean, everybody can listen to your complete review of this campground. I'll link to it in the show notes over at rvfta.com. But tell us about these upgrades, because people are raving about them.
Okay, so we want to talk about the amenities a little bit?
Yes, dive right in.
Okay. Well, definitely what they've added over the last couple of years is karst beach. And karst is kind of another name for a cave. So they have karst beach, which is a 2.3 acre lake. And it's got an inflatable volleyball net, inflatable loungers, a small slide. And it also has these things. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing them correctly. I'm going to call them corkles. It's spelled C-O-R-C-L-S. And what they are small boats that look like upside down frisbees that that kids and dads and moms can have a lot of fun in.
Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but I've seen all the pictures of this. Is it Wibbits?
I'm going to call it a Wibbit.
Okay.
And I understand that they have Wibbits at other locations. In fact, we were just down in northeast Georgia, and we noticed a Wibbit out on a lake. And what a Wibbit is an inflatable sports park. This one is about 1,300 square feet. And you can take these and configure them to make them larger or smaller. And it's basically an obstacle course on the water. This particular Wibbit will hold up to 110 people. Now, that does not come with your campground reservation. This is a particular item that you're going to spend about $15 an hour per person for the Wibbit.
Something like do it once during your
right,
stay.
Right, like
is
a laser tag
treat.
Kind of a
right,
thing
right.
Or something like that. All right, what else did they do?
Well, they have their water slide, which you'll descend about 70 feet in a 300-foot slide. They also have they have their jump pad, but they've added two new jump pillows for 2019. They also have a couple of swimming pools with a water zone splash pad for the little kids. They still have their mini golf course. They have their playgrounds, but they've added three new playgrounds for 2019. They still have a fishing pond and gazebo, but they've added two more ponds for 2019. And their ranger station was new in 2018. And then in addition to that, like most Jellystone, there's all other types of amenities and nonstop programming, particularly during the summer, literally from morning until night.
So what's the price range here? I know there's a lot of different price points. We don't have to hit all of them, but just give us a range.
Right. Basically, you're looking at about mid-70s, upper 70s for an RV site, 50 amp with full hookups. And then you can move into some cabins that they're anywhere from $130 to even $300 a night. And back to the RV sites, some of the RV sites, as you move into their premium and even ultimate sites, they can range from $100 to $120 a night.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember reading when they were embarking on this big, campground transformation that the budget was in the millions of dollars.
Sounds
so
like they went all out.
I mean, really,
the park is going to be like this now for
right. This is now a resort campground option.
There is something
near
to be said
of a national park
for going to a campground where so many of the amenities are brand new. Right, everything's shiny new.
Oh yeah. Let's try it. We got
to
get to the caves. We haven't gotten there with the boys yet. So before we hear about the next two campground options, if the water park and all of those things are not really like appealing to you at this point in your life, we do want to thank our friends at Jayco. Uncompromising construction and design paired with Jayco's industry-leading two-year limited warranty make the 2019 Red Hawk one of the best values in its class. Featuring J-Ride, a powerful blend of precise handling and renowned stability, the journey will always be smooth. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
All right, Dean, more often than not, any KOA is A-OK with me. So tell us about the Horse Cave KOA.
Right, and that's exactly the reason why I think this would be an important campground to have on the list here as far as consideration. It's right off the interstate. Now, it's going to be up an exit at Horse Cave rather than at the Cave City exit, but you're still only 6.5 miles from Mammoth Cave, so it's about an 8-minute drive, and you can see the KOA from the interstate.
So do you think that you're going to get a lot of road noise there? Is it not too bad?
Right. It's kind of nestled into the hillside. You're going to get a little bit of road noise, excuse me. So you're going to get a little bit of that, but that's part of the convenience, sometimes with the KOAs, particularly if it's a journey KOA.
Right. Now, you just mentioned journeys. We know that there is a huge range of amenities that can be offered at a KOA, right? From a journey, which is just there for somebody to stop overnight, to more of like a resort, which has all of those food services and multiple pools. So where does this KOA fit on that spectrum?
Right. I should have, be honest with you, I should have checked to see whether it was a journey or the next step up. This one does have it has a swimming pool. There is a jump pillow. They have a mini golf course. They have some basketball and volleyball courts. They have a pond that you can do catch and release fishing. And there is a dog park there. So it is the type of thing at the end of the day of exploring the caves, you can go back to the KOA and the kids can have fun with a jump pillow and everybody can play mini golf and cool off in the swimming pool.
All right. So it's not the resort, but you definitely have some amenities to enjoy at the campground when you're not at the national park. And I'm sure that the price is going to reflect this, right? This is probably going to be a more affordable option than the Jellystone Cave.
Right. Because at the Jellystone, you can spend, upward to 100 to 120 a night. It's a little different here. You're looking at, full hookup sites more in the mid 50s, maybe even some in the mid 40s. And of course they do have some tent sites and they also have some cabins, and the cabins are going to range if you get a cabin without a bathroom, $70 to $90. If you get a deluxe cabin, $120 to $140. So definitely a little different price point than the Jellystone.
And if you're traveling without kids, this mm-hmm. could really be the right option. Like people ask us all the time, like, well, I'm not traveling with kids. Should I stay at the Jellystone near Mammoth Cave? That's a very personal decision, but it's nice that there's such a variety of options.
Now, the next option is one right out of Casita Dean's wheelhouse, because he is a big Corps of Engineer Park fan. And I know you've tried them out in that casita of yours with Laura a lot. So you found an option that's a little bit further away from the caves and the Jellystone and the KOA, but that's a really great campground. So tell us about Wax Campground.
All right. So again, Wax Campground, Corps of Engineer Park. It is about, I'm going to say, about 33 miles, 41-minute drive to the park. Now, the issue is it's on Nolin Lake, which is north of Mammoth Cave. So in order to go to the caves, you have to drive around the national park. But the other option is they also have, and this is kind of fun, and a fun thing to do, is you can take the ferry across the river. And it's a small river. You take the river, the ferry, then it's only 17 miles or 30 minutes. So really, part of the fun of going to the cave for the day would be doing the ferry. Now, the only thing you have to be careful of is we were just up there a week or so ago, and despite having a wet spring, it had really dried out over the last couple of weeks, and the river was not high enough to use the ferry. So we were at an 8 camping rally, and several folks that were touring the caves ended up having to They thought they're going to have to drive around, but then we spent 4 days getting rain while we were there, which allowed them to take the ferry.
You win some, you lose some.
I know.
Sometimes all at once.
Your loss was their gain, I guess. So, well, okay. So let's imagine, what does it look like to camp here at this Wax Campground? Like, say somebody's going to maybe spend 1 day at Mammoth Cave, then that's easy to, you know, drive to do in 1 day, and the rest of the time you're going to hang out at Wax Campground. What do you do when you're there? What kinds of amenities and activities are in that campground?
Now, this is very much a remote campground, and you're going to get lots of peace and quiet there. And it's definitely a lake campground. So there's opportunities. You can rent pontoon boats, lots of opportunity for fishing. There's a number of marinas. In fact, there's a marina right across the street from the campground. And you can also do some hiking. And again, it's on Nolan Lake, which is about a 5,800 acre lake. And they have three loops there. They have loops A, B, and C. And all of their campground sites have they have water and electric. There are no full hookups there. Out of the 110 campsites, 87 have water and electric, and then they do have some primitive sites as well.
Is it a beautiful setting?
Yes, it's a beautiful setting. It's just, you know, right in the rolling hills overlooking the lake. It's very picturesque. Now, the one issue that I will mention here, like I said, you're a half hour from Mammoth Cave, but you're also 20 miles from the closest Walmart, for example. So you can, if you want to go to Litchfield or you want to go to Munfordville, it takes a little bit of time to get there. So you want to arrive there stocked up and ready to camp for a few days, or when you're down touring Mammoth Cave, get your supplies then, because it's not an easy jaunt back out to a grocery store.
Now, I love this as an option really getting the setting almost of a national park, right? Like, if you want to visit Mammoth Cave and you want to be like out in the middle of nowhere, this sounds like a good option.
And look, this is not a slight on Mammoth Cave, but it's not necessarily, in my mind, the type of national park you're going to go into 7 days in a row. Like, we might go into Olympic National Park 7 days in a row. So, Dean, we can play favorites here. I mean, what is your pick for you and Laura? Like, next time you go back, you know, where would you camp?
Oh, between the three, you know, again, for Laura and I being empty nesters, I would pick Wax again, just because what we would end up doing is we would spend 1 day out sightseeing down at Mammoth Cave, and then another day, maybe we go in a slightly different direction, and then we're going to spend most of our time chilling out at the campground and walking around the lake and enjoying the scenery.
It's great for the consumer that there's also a KOA and a Jellystone right by Mammoth Cave National Park, and they're at different price points.
Yeah.
So it's like with Acadia National Park, there are so many options. It's such a user-friendly environment for camping. Sounds like the same thing here at Mammoth Cave.
Now, there are so many different things to do around Mammoth Cave National Park. And like I said, Dean is truly a local who's been exploring this area for years and raised his kids in this area. So he has a lot of that activity knowledge. He shared all of his favorite things to do in that Greetings from Mammoth Cave episode that is, we'll link to, you can read, and I linked to every single place he recommended on the site. But Dean, you want to give a special shout out to Bowling Green, right?
That's right. So after you're sort of visiting and checking out the local area there, Bowling Green is just 40 minutes south of Mammoth Cave. So you can come on down and visit us here in Bowling Green. We're just right next door, and there's a lot to see and do in Bowling Green as well.
Dean, I just got to tell you this little tidbit, and we can basically kind of wrap it up there. Our editor for our next book just went to Mammoth Cave National Park with her family, and she listened to your episode and was very, very thankful for all of the tips. And we got to score some points with our editor, which is always
amazing. Absolutely. We're planning trips via Casita Dean for our editor, which is always great. Now, we also, before we head out, we want to thank our sponsor, Go RVing. We believe, of course, that RVing is simply the best way to see America's national parks. An RV can take us right into the park, and we get to stay at some of the most beautiful national park campgrounds in the country, which we've done in the past. We'll never forget waking up at sunrise, like in Badlands National Park, or riding our bikes from the camper of the coast in Acadia National Park. We've gone to amazing ranger programs, and then we've walked back to the RV for s'mores. So those memories are with us whenever we're thinking about these national parks around the country. You can check out more of our tips for visiting national parks over at the Scenic Route blog at GoRVing.com. We also did a live for GoRVing with our tips from national parks. So you can go over to their Facebook page and find our faces and listen to our Facebook lives.
Think about how awesome RV travel is for the destination we just covered. Yeah. You have options from $20 a night for campgrounds up to like $130, $140 a night for really deluxe sites. You don't have that range of prices to stay in a hotel room. Sorry, folks.
True. All right, Casita Dean, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.